until the crow landed on his back and he gave a muffled gasp. "Who's there?" a voice boomed suddenly from the dark. Hot Pie leapt to his feet. "I yield!" He threw away his sword, as dozens of crows rose shrieking and complaining to flap about the corpses. Ario grabbed his leg and tried to drag him back down, but he wrenched loose and ran forward, waving his arms. "I yield! I yield!" She bounced up and drew needle, but by then men were all around her. Ario slashed at the nearest, but he blocked her with a steel-clad arm, and someone else slammed into her and dragged her to the ground. A third man wrenched the sword from her grasp. When she tried to bite, her teeth snapped shut on cold, dirty chainmail. "Ho-ho! A fierce one!" the man said, laughing. The blow from his ironclad fist near knocked her head off. They talked over her as she lay hurting, but Ario could not seem to understand the words. Her ears rang. When she tried to crawl off, the earth moved beneath her. They took needle. The shame of that hurt worse than the pain, and the pain hurt a lot. John had given her that sword. Sirio had taught her to use it. Finally, someone grabbed the front of her jerkin, yanked her to her knees. Hot Pie was kneeling too, before the tallest man Ario had ever seen, a monster from one of old Nan's stories.